The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, it is one more day of Daily Dilemma this week. So if you want to get one into us, talk at beat102103.com. Let's go for this. Hey, Niall's show, please keep me anon. I need your opinion on this. One of the girls in our friends group started seeing a lad from home that we would have all known growing up. He's a lovely fella. He's quite traditional and he's so into her. It's very cute. She works in Dublin and comes home every other weekend to see us and this guy. The problem is she's also seen a fella in Dublin casually and has decided to keep them completely secret from each other. It's been a couple of months now and he's none the wiser. I've tried bringing it up to her, but she just laughs and doesn't see the problem with dating two people. Maybe I'm naive, but I think this is so wrong, especially since we all know the lad from home and his intentions. If this was a lad doing the same, wouldn't she want to know? Is this normal or should someone tell him?
Tricky one. Very tricky one. I mean, like, on the one hand, nowadays, dating is very different and people often will casual date and see a number of people at the same time, and that seems okay. But it seems in this case, this poor lad at home is
well into her.
Yeah, well into her, blissfully unaware. He seems like a nice guy. Is he being treated like a mug here?
Like, I feel like I'm so out of it when it comes to the dating world that, you know, I don't want to say it's not like she's allowed to do that.
She's casually dating.
Yeah, but I think that's where my issue would lie. If he believes that she's coming home every couple of weeks and they're in a relationship and he's mad about her and he, for all intents and purposes, just sees them as being completely exclusive or whatever way you want to put it, then he is under the impression that you're just seeing him. Mm. Whereas there's nothing wrong. Like, you're allowed to date whoever you want, but yeah, you can't. Do you know what it is? You can't play with somebody's emotions. Like, you do have, like, maybe if you tell him, then it's up to him to decide whether or not.
But do you want to be the one to tell him? That's the next question.
No, I'm saying if she told him, the girl that's dating him, but you're in a really sticky situation and your question is this normal? I'm sure it's normal that people are dating more than one person. Should someone let him know? Maybe, but I absolutely 100% wouldn't be the person to do it.
Really?
But, well, no, I wouldn't, because I don't think it would be my place to, like, if he was my friend, is he her friend?
He's a mutual, is that what she said?
What? I don't know.
We would all have known him growing up, so they do know him.
If he's a really nice guy and he's been in this situation where, you know, he thinks that this is it for him and this girl, like, that's kind of heartbreaking. But at the same time, would you be the one to break the news? Because you're then the, what do you call it?
The shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger kind of. I don't know. Like, I think
you've done the right thing. Yeah. You've tried to approach her and push her on it, but she's not listening
to
you.
But ultimately,
so
you're not responsible for her or her actions. And I get that you're protecting him. But, like, to be honest, how long can it go on? Like, is he not up on her Instagram? You know, like, how long can it continue like that? And maybe it is a case that, like, she's seen somebody casually and that's going to fizzle out and then she's going to say, do you know what, this guy is for me. But it does seem a bit unfair, the fact that he's so madly into her.
Okay, let's get your thoughts. What's your advice to our emailer on this? 085 102 9103. Right, let's read a couple of the comments. Start with Lauren was on to us. Morning, guys. I would have dated a couple of guys at the same time in my single years. However, if something started becoming more than just a casual Netflix and chill, I'd walk away from the others. I think they need to chat to her again and encourage her to be honest with these guys.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's another guy in Dublin as well that might be mad into her. Do you know what
we
I mean?
Don't know.
Yeah. If two adults agree to this and they're 100% aware they're not the only person the other person is dating, I'm guessing it's weird, but okay. But this is not right. It's not even dating. It's treating a human like a toy. Like, what is next in this dating world? Is cheating okay?
I won't mention the name of this. It just says, I was in the emailer's position before. It's not a nice place, but I would be the one to tell the guy because he needs to know. Now, lots of the guys feeling quite strongly on this morning. Let's start with Florin.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Niall and Sean.
Morning.
If it was the other way around, a guy doing that, he will be crucified on the radio. And now if it's a girl, we find an excuse. No, it's totally wrong.
Thank you, Florin. Okay. Sean was on too.
Good morning, Pete. On the dilemma this morning, I think she needs to let him know where he stands. This poor young man, he needs to make that decision for himself. So she needs to fill him in, let him know what's happening. And on a side note, I don't think it's okay to be reckless with people's emotions. I think one should respect people enough to be honest with them and don't play with the emotions or the hearts of others.
Yeah,
Thank you. Love you. Bye. Thank you, darling. Love you. Bye.
Thank you.
And Magic Mike was on too.
Good morning, sports fans. This is Magic Mike, yeah? And you know what Magic Mike is going to say about this dilemma. Guys, it's wrong.
Okay.
So I'm shocked that you would not say anything. Morally, it's wrong. Secondly, put yourself in his shoes. If that was you, would you not want people to tell you that? I say that I think you should just tell him, let him know, and he can take it from there. And if he mentions your name, then so be it, because at the end of the day, your integrity speaks louder than words. And I'd want my mates to let me know if my bird was sleeping around. Anyway, have a good day, guys, from Magic Mike, the South African.
Thank you, Magic Mike. I think, to be fair, and in a defensive show here, like, we're all in agreement that it's wrong. The question is whether you should be the person to say it to them, because we've heard many times on The Dilemma in these kind of scenarios where often the person delivering the news is the person who comes out the worst.
They bear the brunt of it because it's delivered and it's not welcome. And, like, it is their relationship, so that's the hard part. But you are privy to information that you feel this guy is going to be hurt. If the girl is listening this morning, the girl
is dating the two guys,
Sean said it best. You're meddling with people's emotions. So absolutely, if you can, and you're listening to us this morning, and a lot of people listen to us, so thank you.
It's a very popular show.
I'm just hoping that you are listening.
Many thousands. Lots of zeros.
I'm just hoping.
Biggest show in the city.
This wasn't meant to be a plug for Beat Breakfast. I'm just
very popular.
I'm just hopeful that you will come
forward. Jump out of bed to hear.
Can I get to the end of the point? Do the right thing.
Alrighty, Dilemma last one of the week. Tomorrow, email talk at beat102103.com.